Okay. All right. Even though.
Even though.
I am feeling better.
I am feeling better.
I am feeling better.
I am feeling better.
I'm getting better.
I'm getting better.
At positive thoughts.
At positive thoughts.
At positive expectation.
At positive expectations.
And yet.
And yet.
I'm most familiar.
I'm most familiar.
With stress.
With stress.
With worry.
With worry.
With the habit.
With the habit.
Of looking.
Of looking.
For what's wrong.
For what's wrong.
I don't know how.
I don't know how.
To feel.
To feel.
Truly grounded.
Truly grounded.
Whole.
Whole.
And happy.
And happy.
For prolonged periods of time.
For prolonged periods of time.
It's not natural.
It's not natural.
I know how to feel.
I know how to feel.
Concern.
Concern.
Worry.
Worry.
Sometimes I feel stress.
Sometimes I feel stress.
As an energy.
As an energy.
As a low hum.
As a low hum.
In my entire body.
In my entire body.
In my mind.
In my mind.
And I can't even clarify.
And I can't even clarify.
What it's about.
What it's about.
This attachment.
This attachment.
This human habit.
This human habit.
Of worrying.
Of worrying.
Of stress.
Of stress.
Of fear.
Of fear.
Even when everything goes right.
Even when everything goes right.
I feel stress.
I feel stress.
Fear that it will end.
Fear that it will end.
That it won't stay.
That it won't stay.
Good.
Good.
All the ways.
All the ways.
I'm still believing.
I'm still believing.
I'm limited.
By this human habit.
By this human habit. Of stress.
Of stress.
Of doubt.
Of doubt.
Of being uncomfortable.
Of being uncomfortable.
And not really clear why.
And not really clear why.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Wouldn't it be fun
if I could just tap that feeling out?
If I could just tap that feeling out.
And see it differently. And
see it differently.
Very differently.
Very differently.
I could
begin
the practice.
The practice.
The exploration.
The exploration.
Of a new step.
Of a new step.
In my human experience.
In my human experience.
I could
notice the stress.
Notice the doubt.
Notice the doubt.
Notice the concern.
Notice the concern.
And then,
choose
to raise
my frequency,
my intention,
my feeling place.
Anyway.
I want to see.
It's not either or.
It's not either or.
It's fine for me to have stress.
It's fine for me to have stress.
Anxiety.
Anxiety.
Doubt.
Doubt.
Fear.
Fear.
That's always going to happen.
That's always going to happen.
It's what I do with it.
It's what I do with it.
That paves.
That paves.
My journey forward.
My journey forward.
So wouldn't it be lovely?
If right now.
Right now.
Right now.
In this very tap.
In this very tap.
I made peace,
peace
with negative emotion, and chose
that
it's not a problem. I'm choosing
to reframe
my perspective
of human emotion
that feels bad.
I
want to
see it
as the beginning place of
feeling much better.
That's all.
That's all.
The more I feel bad,
the more I feel bad
in any way,
at any level,
means,
I'm really desiring
to feel better in the opposite way.
So when I feel stress,
at any level,
I want to remind myself,
that's not the problem.
That's not the problem.
That's natural.
That's human.
That's going to happen.
Because I care.
Because I'm concerned.
Because I'm concerned.
And because I want something more. The trick is,
feeling the stress,
feeling the anxiety,
feeling the worry,
noting it,
accepting it,
and then realizing,
I just want to feel
the opposite.
The opposite.
And that's where the practice comes in.
I'm not going to
master it. In a day.
In a tap.
In a week.
In a week.
Although I really want to.
And yet,
I could practice 1 minute of peace.
I could practice
1 minute
of faith.
I could practice
1 minute
of positive expectation. What if I could use
every negative emotion
as a reminder?
Just a reminder.
To see
what is it I want to experience.
And then I could practice that.
For just 1 minute.
What if I could see?
What if I could
create?
What if I could master?
Any negative emotion.
Only as a reminder.
Like a timer.
Reminding me.
To get clear.
Crystal clarity.
On what I prefer to feel.
And start practicing it.
One minute at a time.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
If that's the only way.
I judged
negative emotion.
I would love it.
If I finally used
negative,
uncomfortable,
way too familiar
emotion
as a reminder,
as a messenger,
to focus,
to practice
feeling
something good,
on purpose.
So whenever I feel,
heavy,
depressed,
I want to remember,
just for a minute at a time,
that I desire
memories
of when I felt light,
that I desire
to see others
feeling good,
that I desire
music
or movies
or scenery
or clothing
or food
that feels light.
And when I feel
anxious,
overwhelmed,
I only want to notice.
Look at that reminder.
I'm ready to evolve.
Develop
more peace,
more satisfaction,
more calmness.
And I would seek
to create that feeling,
to notice that feeling,
to look at an animal sleeping,
to look at someone
that feels,
that sounds
confident,
peaceful,
on top of things.
And maybe I would even remember
a time that I felt that way.
And whenever I feel
fear,
I want to remember
that's only my body
inviting me
to practice
positive expectation,
faith.
Confidence.
It's an invitation
to reach
for a feeling place
that empowers me,
uplifts me,
aligns me
to truth.
And I get a lot of invitations
to practice.
I just never saw them that way.
I'm in the old paradigm.
Often,
without noticing.
If I feel bad,
I'm doing something
wrong.
I'm thinking something wrong.
Speaking something wrong.
Or somebody else is
limiting me.
Wouldn't it be nice
to let that judgment go?
I want to relax.
I'm going to feel bad here.
On this planet,
in this body,
because that's the whole point.
Negative emotion
to remind me
there's something else I want.
And I no longer desire
to hit the microphone. No, I'm kidding.
I no longer desire
to stop.
And get stuck
in the negative judgment.
I'm desiring
to drop the judgment
and see
all negative emotion Simply.
As a reminder.
There's something else.
Something good.
That I desire to feel.
Experience.
Give.
Receive.
And all negative emotion is trying to get my attention.
To practice that.
Oh, I know how to be negative.
I already practiced my way.
Into mastery there.
And now I want to master.
Feeling good.
With clarity.
And consciousness.
On purpose.
With purpose.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
If I really could tap my way.
Into a whole new paradigm shift.
Where feeling bad.
Never means anything negative.
It just reminds me.
I have a preference.
And how I want to feel.
And it's up to me.
To find my way.
Into that resonance.
And that's a big deal.
I'd have to give up.
Blame.
I'd have to let go.
Of all the reasons.
To feel bad.
I'd have to use my energy.
My words.
My thoughts.
My focus.
My actions.
To align.
To the opposite.
I might just like to try that.
I might like to feel.
That I'm the one.
Managing.
Channeling,
working with,
emotion,
and energy,
just so,
I can have,
a better experience
of me.
Okay, take a breath.